This is Malcolm Dighton. I'm an applications engineer with Hedro Extrusions North America, and I've been asked to kind of go over what we came up with as a draft consensus for the side guard performance standard. So our lateral protection devices, also known as side underride guards, should afford the ability to fully utilize both passive and active safety systems inherent in modern light vehicles without compromising the occupant survival space. These protective devices should have sufficient strength to prevent damaged compartment, passenger compartment intrusion during a perpendicular collision at 40 miles per hour closing speed. Now, this is kind of some engineering language, and there's some technical stuff in there, and I'll kind of break that down for those of you that might not be familiar with some of these terms and kind of help you understand why we came up with what we did. As an engineering subcommittee. And the first part is, you know, a lateral protection device. So this is pretty simple. This is something on a trailer that's going to keep a vehicle from passing underneath of it. And so the first part to we wanted to kind of address is that most modern vehicles have the ability to hit something in excess of 40 miles an hour. And if that something allows the vehicle to use the safety systems that are built into it. So this would be your airbags. This should be your energy absorbing bumpers and frame members combined with all the other things that are put into a modern vehicle. A driver can walk away from that. And what they can't do is they can't hit something with the A-pillars first. And that would be what you would see in a traditional side underride without any sort of protection device. Is that A-pillar is going to take the brunt of the force. It's going to give right away. And we never saw any of the systems that were designed and built into the car able to absorb any energy to protect the driver. So that's the first part, just with a lateral protection device. The second thing here, and we've been asked, is where do we come up with, how it hits, so the angle and the closing speed, or the actual speed the vehicle strikes a trailer at. And we came up with these. Number one, the worst case scenario is going to be a direct perpendicular strike. So just T-boning a trailer, for instance, that's where the most force is. If you begin to change that angle, either way, it becomes more of a glance, and your forces are drastically reduced. So first of all, that's the worst possible, is hitting it straight on. And the second part of that is the 40 miles an hour. You know, where do we didn't just come up with this number. There are devices on the market today that have exceeded performing at 40 miles an hour. And that's where we kind of came to. 40 miles an hour is something that doesn't require any wild new technology. This is not putting forth something. Somebody's going to have to create a new material or something. These guards that exist today are fairly of common design. They're utilizing common materials and just a structural application. They're able to perform at 40 miles an hour. And then the second part of that is, as I talked about earlier, a vehicle can strike in a solid object. So for instance, you would see some of the IHS testing, we would see a 40 mile an hour pole strike or a 40 mile an hour wall strike. You can see that the car's safety systems allow for there to be the occupants can survive that with all these systems engaged. And so that's where we came up with the 40 miles an hour. So just to kind of review, this is a consensus. It's a draft of really what we want out of side guards, what we want their performance standard to look like. And again, we had to include some stuff in there, like I talked about, with talking about utilizing both the passive and active safety systems. So both of those are built into your modern vehicle. And then the big thing here is without compromising the occupant survival space. And that just comes back to, we just don't want to see a trailer side rail or bumper or anything else just stick through the car and strike an occupant before that car can work to protect and absorb that energy. So that's where we came up with. That's kind of the most condensed language that we could come up and put it together with. So.